Bhakti Marva Amari Balazi, in the middle of the wide lines. Thank you. So, in the middle of the wide line, Amari Balazi, Koshin Mishaya Pasas Chonoi, Inuroy Simon Brachon, someone who doesn't leave over some bread on his table is not going to see a Simon Brachon. Shanemar in Sarah Echlo, if there's no remnant from your food, Al Kin LeYachal Tuvay, there won't be a growth in it in good, meaning that there seems to be, by leaving over a little bit, so it creates the Simon Brach. Now, if you take a look at the Gemara that follows it right away, the next Gemara, it seemingly is a contradiction. Because it says, if you leave over the bread, it's as if you ate Rabbi Dezara. Shenemar, ha'erchim legod shulchan, v'amamleim l'mine mamzach. It seems like there was something that different Rabbi Dezara's pagan gods, whatever other Rabbi Dezara used to do, leaving over bread on the table. And therefore, we have a problem over here, because one Gemara says that if you don't leave over bread, you're not going to see some bracha. So you could imply, infer, that you should be leaving over some bread. And the Gemara right afterwards says that if you leave bread, it's like doing away dessert. So we're going to have to try to fix this contradiction. So the Gemara says, Lekasha, hod the ikka shlema ba'aday, hod the leka shlema ba'aday. Asher explains that if you leave the Gemara that says that it's asur to do it is if you bring a whole loaf of bread and put it next to the small pieces. That seems to be something that the Avodah Zarah used to do. However, if you just leave the little bits left over that you have, so that's fine. Now, I can't answer the question, I discussed it this morning with some people, what nowadays, how it works. I can't help but that I do know that we're noyed to have pas on the shulchan when we bench. That I do it halach, to have a little bread on the table. But it means you shouldn't have a whole bread with only a little bread. From the halach, it wasn't medactic to say not a whole one, only half one. But the Gemara says this clearly, it could be in the times when there was avodah zarah being done, and it was quite a common thing. So then you have to be much more careful. Today, no one even knows that there's such a concept of an avodah zarah by leaving bread on the table. I'm not discussing halachically here, other than to say that it is brought down that we leave a little bread left on the table when we bench. Yeah. We're benching on the bread. You have it right here. We're going off the bread that we gave us to stalacha says to leave some bread. That Gemara continues. Once we're discussing the blessed halachas, the Gemara is going to go off on a little tangent, and the Gemara says, "Vamar Reb Elazar, Kol Machlok B'Diburay. Somebody who's Machlok B'Diburay. That's a machlokes, and if it means that he's deceiving in his speech, or he just doesn't keep his word. There's different ways of understanding this. So then, Kilu Eved Avodah Zarah. It also is if the person was Eved Avodah Zarah, because Ksiv Hacha." But this was that Yaakov Avinu was afraid that he'd be caught acting like Esav. And Mela, we see that deception is a problem, and he uses the lashon kimisateya. And it says by Avodah Zarah, Ksefasim, Hevel Hema Maase Tatuim. It's Hevel. It's nothing. The actions of deception, meaning that when it's referring to Avodah Zarah, it uses that same lashon of tatum of deception. So Gemara learns that somebody who's deceptive in his speech is like Avodah Zarah. Now, again, over here, whether you learn the first part of order list, so the Marsha brings down that someone who fools his friend is kilo even avodas kechav shenikra. But it says over here, tatav tatua kidiksev tatuim kimisatea umavur ki emesu chagado v'kiyam atura v'hepech hasheker. And then he goes on to explain it a little more, but the bottom line is that it's not a simple thing to be deceptive in your speech, to fool somebody. It's not so pashut. It's the famous, you know, everybody knows Rav Elie Lapian, when he wanted to sell his field, he was having so much difficulty selling it. So Sasha John, I think, went a long way to see. It's a shot, it's a feel. It should be so complicated. He was asking a joke, he was getting it for half price. And he would take the guy out there, and he would see, and he would start telling the guy, look, I don't understand. Are you sure you want to buy this field? It's like full of rocks. You can't plant anything on this field. It's like I'm sure you're not going to be matzliach. And it's very hilly, and also, it's very hard to guard it because there's a lot of wild animals that can come in and get it. And after a half hour here and that, the prospective buyer said, okay, I'll go find a different field. He convinced me. He was just so straight and open. After they shot, finally, there was one guy who showed up. He says, yeah, it's hilly. It's exactly what I want. Oh, you can't guard it because animals are going to, oh, that's exactly what I wanted. I always wanted such a field. You can't plant it, full of rocks. Oh, I love rocks. It's a hobby of mine. I like collecting rocks. And everything he said, he wasn't like, it was, no, that's exactly what I want. And then in the middle of the conversation, the guy took out, you noticed the time, and he took out a little pill box and he took a pill. So he really said, what are you doing? He said, no, I have a heart condition. I have to, twice a day, I have to remember to take this pill. Well, forget it, I'm not telling you. Someone with a heart condition to get involved in real estate, it can kill you, Chas V'Shalom. And even that guy, he didn't tell anything. The pshat is that it's looking out for Yenim and not looking out for yourself. The difference is so great, and that's why it's so important for a person to avoid machlok v'dibure in general. And it's complicated. It's very complicated because there are certain things you could do, certain things you can't do. You know the famous thing with shidduchim that they asked one of the gedolim, how honest do I have to be when they call me about a shidduch? Now, cutting through all of the whatever, getting to the bottom line is just ask this guy, if the shidduch was being read to your child, how honest do you want me to be? And that answers the question. You know, like the Gemara in Shabbos says, the guy who came to Hillel and said, teach me the whole Torah. So he said, yeah, my son l'cha, lo shava l'chavra. What I hate it to you, don't do to someone else. Which basically means, v'hafter acha k'moicha. So right away, if that's going to be a starting point, you're not going to have the question. Because things that would bother you are things you would want you to know about. Those are the things that, you know, you have to find out how to do it. That's what you got to find out. How to do it. Not always what you should say. It's more important than it's how you say it. Much, much more important. And Hashem helps. Hashem really, really helps. And sometimes we think, what do you mean? Stop this. If I don't do this, the guy's going to be single his whole life. But you don't know what problem he has. You don't know what problem she has. And I'm telling you that on a number of occasions, it happened to me where I almost fell for that trap, and I decided to go straight, and it was just a matter of how to package it. And I was amazed to see how Hashem just let things happen. If you don't get in Hashem's way, things will work out. When you try to run his world, so okay, so he says, okay, you want to run it, go ahead, see how good a job you can do. And that's when you got problems. I'm telling you, recently, I had a shidduch to a Talmud of mine. I knew a family, a girl, or whatever, and I knew he had a medical condition. a very serious issue with the digestive problems and Crohn's, the stomach issues, and then colitis, a lot of things. It was a complicated situation, and it had ramifications. That, look, you know, I'm never going to eat this. It's much easier to say what he could eat. All three things. And he's tremendous stomach aches, and there's a lot of side effects from the medications that he's taking. You know, and I was just thinking to myself, like, how could I be straight? If I'm going to be straight, and set, it's going to be like Rebellion Field. I'll never find a shelter for the guy. You know, who's interested in the daughter going out with such a train wreck? And I thought about it back and forth. I finally called up a place in the Lakewood, someone I had shackles with. I asked the place, and he said to me, and if it was your daughter? I said, okay, that's all I needed you to tell me. I needed someone to remind me that there's a concept of, you know, being honest. You know, you can be very prejudiced and forget that small point. So I said, and how do you suggest I bring it up? That's a whole turn. I ended up driving out to Lakewood from where I was. It's an hour and a half ride from where I live. And I drove out there, and he's a busy man, so my appointment was called for 11:30 at night. I ended up starting at 1:15 in the morning with him. I didn't finish till almost 4 o'clock in the morning. Then I had to first drive back. And the mindset was, it was the most enlightening conversation I ever had. Because you could, mamish, say the same thing two different ways and get such different results. And you said the same thing. I can't see. Blind as a bat. You don't want your daughter married to marry the guy. Like, or you can tell him, he's got eye issues. He does have eye issues, and he has problems seeing. He does. He has major problems seeing. Freely, he won't drive at night. He'd rather be alive than dead, so he doesn't drive at night. And a lot of these kinds of things he has, major issues. Yes, they're constantly coming out with new technology and new breakthroughs and everything. You know, 20 years ago, a guy couldn't hear was deaf, and now they have the cochlear implants and people can hear. So who knows what they're going to come out with in 10 years from now. But we can't rely. Then I'm being straight with you. It's got all issues. Is it genetic or not genetic? Nobody knows. They did that test for him. But I'll tell you one thing, the meat this and this and that, he has. And then you emphasize it. And then you give him the number to the doctor and say, you want to research it, go ahead. You can say the same thing. But if you say it one way, they're going to walk away from you. You say it the other way, they're going to entertain it. And if at the end of the day, they think it makes sense, they'll proceed. In this case, during that Ashkocha Pratis, I didn't know this, but I read the show, and the girl was masking with the issues. And I was like, I couldn't believe it. I said, wow, look at that. I started giving myself a little bit of a pat on the back. Hey, I did a great job. Until a day or two later, when I found that it had nothing to do with me, it was all Hashem. And I was really, I was immature or arrogant or stupid or both, all three, to even think differently 2 days earlier. Because it turned out that the girl had a medical issue, which I didn't know about. They had asked a certain Pesach, and that Pesach said, first be maskim to somebody before you let them know your issue. Because a lot of times, once they know you're masking to them, they feel that, okay, I'll give it a shot. But Coleman, you weren't even masking, so I'm saying, who needs it? I'll go to the next one. That was the advice they got from this Rav. Should they tell about the girl's chassar? And the Rav said, look, zichut tell, but wait till you find someone who's, that you can be masking to. And they will have it read that, look, we're masking to you. Are you masking? And then, at that point, when you drop that she has this issue and this issue, they look at it a little differently. Because this is a girl that's already masculine. A lot of times, guys don't know if the girls are going to be masculine or not even be willing to go out on a date. So, in other words, it's not deceiving if you try to strategically set yourself up so that at the time when they hear the news, they also are hearing at the same time, but they're masculine to go out. It helps offset a little bit. That's what they did. They pulled that on me. Now, I wasn't the guy going out, but Taka did the job on that person. Because he was, Taka, so excited that someone was willing to go out with him with his issues. So even though he heard these issues about her before he started, he never would have been maskim even with his issues. But the Maisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this to work out. They got married. They happily married. But the Maisa, it was amazing to see how everything orchestrated. Okay? Now, the cherry on the top was that 2 years ago, I approached someone in Bnei Brak. I was here for a summer, a year and a half ago. That under the guidance of Rav Steinman, Shlita, created a certain diet for this particular problem. And there was substantial writing in the medical literature and everything. And I pursued it on his behalf at that time. And I did all my research and I got all of the literature and the diet and everything, set him up shop. And after a week or two, he dropped the whole thing. He couldn't handle it. He was hungry, he needed this. I said, but you're gonna suffer if you break it. I don't care. While I'm eating the pizza, at least I'm enjoying it. Even though an hour later, I feel like I'm dead. Like he couldn't handle not eating everything in the world except one or two things. So we let it go. They're married now, okay? And a few months after they're married, they're only married, they get married in April or May. He calls me up a month or so ago. Rabbi, you're not gonna believe it. I was discussing my wife, and I spend more time in the bathroom than at the table on Shabbat. And it's starting to create such a quality of life issue. When I was a bacher, it made no difference I was where I was. But now it's really staring my married life at me. And if it's discussing my wife, she said, you know that diet that you once mentioned to me, or the Goldstein mentioned to you 2 years ago, why don't we look into it? And I decided, you know, for Shalom Bayis now, I have to try it. And I've been doing it now for a few weeks. I stuck with it like you told me to then. And I didn't believe you. And I mamish haven't had a stomachache in weeks. And it's amazing. And I'm embarrassed. I could have did this a couple of years ago. And I said to Zalman, you couldn't do it a couple of years ago. Because Hashem knew that had you healed yourself then, you wouldn't be masking to the shidduch, you wouldn't be married. So you had to suffer for 2 years, so you should think you have this problem for the rest of your life, so that you'd be masking to this girl with her medical condition, so that now you can be happily married, and now you can fix your stomach problems up. And that's exactly what happened. No guzma at all. Now, it's an amazing story. It's a story that really I should sit down with Nachman Saltz and have him write me a book. It's an amazing story. The Hashkocha process of everything, the sequence of events over the last 2 years, with the emergency surgery where he was brought into the hospital, 3/4 dead. He had lost so much blood internally he didn't even know about it. And he was a 20-year-old boy with a 120-year-old body. And they didn't, and yet, to see the whole, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to get it to a point where he should view himself as having no etzah and suffer the rest of his life so that he'll look at the chasarin, the girl, a whole different way. Only Hashem can run. Now you try to run Hashem's world, you're going to really mess it up. Now this all came because when it was a shayla being machal b'diburay, after I decided that I knew better, I first called the place and I found that I didn't know better. And I did it the right way instead of my way, and Baruch Hashem, it came out okay. But so many times we don't do that. And we get caught up, and by the time we did it, once the toothpaste is out of the thing, you can't put it back in. And now you're up the creek. So Machab Dibu is a major problem. Because, you know, let's face it, the Gemara says, I think about Mitzia, Kodolay knows the Gemara, man, knows Mama. Shezer Shemachazar, Zayyah Shemachazar. Meaning in English, if let's say I steal $100 from you, it's not a nice thing to do, and you're not going to be my friend. But if I come back and I give you $100 back an hour later, are you out anything? Yeah, you're hurt. That I would do that to you. You trusted me. But are you out anything? No, before you had $100, now you have $100. So you're more or less back to where you were. Okay? Now, on the other hand, if I walk by you and I do a nezvar, I cause you grief by saying something to you which hurts you and causes you pain. Can I ever take that back? You can't take it back. Once you say something, you can't fix it. And the Gemara says, Godel, he knows Dvorim, and he knows Mammon. It's a bigger Avera, because Zeev Shebechazara, Zeev Shebechazara. One you can return, And you can't. So, what do you see? How careful before your person is machal b'dibur. Be careful. You don't get a second chance at making a first impression. You don't. And therefore, you have to be straight when the term says to be straight. We all know that certain things for Shalom Bayis are allowed to, you know, skirt the truth, and where it's permitted and permissible, then that's what you do. But otherwise, it's very clear that if you do what you're supposed to be doing, and let Hashem run his own world for a change, most of the time, all of the time, it's going to come out the right way. We might not like the result, but that's the result Hashem wanted. And most times, it works out just right. That's only one dugma I gave you, because I want to go back to the Gemara, talk about something else, really. But I could sit here for the next 6 hours and tell you, in my short lifetime, I'm a young guy. I really am. And anybody who's older has much more life experiences than me, and knows much more in this area, because they've seen more. But the fact is that Hashem knows exactly how he runs the world. The problem is sometimes we get in the way. That's the truth. So someone once told, I really got to go by it, but someone once spoke by a Sherry Brachas, and he says that it's brought down, Kasha Alessi Zibugim, Kikris Yamsev. It's hard to make Shaduch of marriages like Kikris Yamsev. That's how hard it is. So someone asked the question, it's not so difficult. All Akash Baruch Hu did was snap his fingers and the water split. What's so complicated? It doesn't mean for us to split the Yamsev. That we can't do. So it's Kasha Kriyas Yamsev, meaning that it was a difficult thing to do, and it wasn't so difficult. So why is it so hard to Shidduch and Parsha? It should be very easy. And he said the reason why is because we try to take care of running the Shidduch. And we just let Hashem run the world a little bit and stop trying to help him so much. It could be things would be a lot less easy, a lot less difficult. It's a joke, but there's a lot of truth to it. Because we get carried away with our shtadlus, and we start forgetting that, hey, you know something? You know, we're not driving this bus. You know, we're just not. And we forget it. We really forget it. But let's go back. I want to get to a different Gemara tonight that has to do with tshuva, because this is the time of year. We're going to shtel it to the tshuva. The Gemara continues and says, Vamar Reb Elazar. Now this is a real side point, this Gemara. Kol Mastakel Be'erva, someone who looks at Arayis, an Erva, a place on his wife that's supposed to be covered when she's also to be seen. Kashtei Negaras, it means that he'll become impotent, he won't be able to have children. I'm giving it a vague taich. Shenemar, Erya Ta'ar Kashtecho. Now, the Gemara brought it down here because it was Reb Elazar, so he brought it down. It doesn't have to do without Gemara. But it basically means that a person has to, that what Reb Elazar is saying is that you have to be very zohir. And the question is if it means with his eyes or it meant b'machshav. It's a big machlokes in the Mefarshim. I don't want to discuss it right now. But the bottom line is it whether it's b'machshav in your mind or it's with your actual eyes, the concept of tznius, of staying modest and not straying outside the mizgeret, that's muta, outside the boundaries that are permitted, is a very important thing. It can create problems.
What?
Correct, except the problem is that the lashon is that it's talking about be'erva, it should say by rayas. When it says be'erva, it means your own wife. Now we all know that the mitzvah l'shtakel on your own wife, you're supposed to compliment your wife how beautiful she is. If you want to have any shalom bias, you better be complimenting how good she looks, and you better be constantly complimenting. So this is talking about a certain part of her. So then, if that's the case, so it's a funny lashon to say. So mele zefu, because you're not doing that. So the teretz is that someone a taina that this is a mistakel, but erevin means to b'machshava want Yenim's wife or some isha that's also to you. And there's a lot of mafarshim over here, but because the lashon is funny, it usually should say kol mistakel by rayas. That's why. So I'm just. But the next Gemara now, Amar Rav Elazar. This Gemara we're going to discuss tonight with the time that's left. If I were a I really wanted to do this the whole night, but I got sidetracked. If I were a beloved, the oilam have a kibel v'kayim. Person should be kibel v'kayim. Now, what does that mean? It means, in plain English, be an honor and you live. Be humble, you live. Be accepting. Be, I don't know exact translation in a word, but you probably have it in that tomorrow. It means be humble and you live. Someone who's going to be ready to bow to someone else's opinion and acquiesce, and not be rigid and arrogant, he'll live. Like it says, the Gemara continues, we also learned like this, that base awful ain't baiskim lechaloines lirois nigoy. Shmamino. And it means like this, we know that if there's a nega in the house, olden days, now we don't have negas, you used to have to go to the kohen, and there's a nega on clothing, there's a nega on a person's skin. It's also called nigoy bias, people's houses. We all know the pasuk. Why was a person's house hit with saras? Because I knocked on your door and I asked you, could you do me a favor? I need a pot to make spaghetti for my kid. And you have to date my guts or whatever it is. You weren't in the mood. So you said, I don't have such a pot. The next morning, I'm walking down the street and I see outside your house that pot. And hey, you do have that pot. Then you're all embarrassed. Now, you had to empty out your pots because Hashem sent you a nega on the house in order so that you should be embarrassed because you don't want to lend me a thing and now you have to take out your kelim. I got to see it. So, with my son, the crying comes and it has to be a certain color, has to be a certain size. Conversation for a different time, not for now. However, if let's say it's the basement, there's no lights. So it's hard to discern if it's a color that would be a problem and now it's got to knock that part of the house down or whatever. See if it comes back, or it's not the right call, and mainly it's mutter. You're not mechuyev to bring a light in. Base awful, okay. The card said I can't see it, so it's good. I mean, we're not looking for problems. If there's a problem, so then you have a problem. So they use this lotion that it, base awful means if it's dark, if you don't. If you admit, the lotion is called my chikoyin ra'o emetam binagom. Okay? And it's a lotion, kibel is a lotion of awful. I say atzmecha awful the shuffle. Rashi says, make yourself like low. Low, make yourself not so important. Like awful, it's a dark house, it means it's not so discernible. Make yourself not so discernible. So that's why we brought down the Shrai of Nagoyim to show you this concept. That a person who makes himself a shuffle is going to live. Now, it's Negeya, there's so much, I'm not going to be able to say it all because I had 45 minutes on just this. And I don't know, it's already 10 o'clock. So I'm going to pick and choose quickly. I want to talk about what's negeya to tshuva, to Rosh Hashanah, from this case. The Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva, says that each day halacha, which rather, you know, sent a little shockwaves to me, personally, but it's an interesting halacha to show you. I think it's not in here. Because in this volume, it's in the next one. But whatever, don't bother. I'll just tell it to you by heart. There's no time. But that is that in Perek Beis, if you look it up, in Perek Beis, I think Halacha Dalet. Perek Beis Halacha Dalet. Oh, it is here. See that? I passed it. Was I right? Yeah. Perek Beis Halacha Dalet Hilchos Tshuva. So he says at the end, I'm not going to read the whole thing. He says, the Golem Kaima, he's talking about different things from the Darkei Tshuva, how to do Tshuva. One of the things that he's showing is Golem Kaima. The guy who moves, he relocates. He says, Shegolus mechaperis avoy. Someone who relocates is mechaper sin. It causes forgiveness for sin. B'nei shegeremes loy lachnea v'liyeh ono v'shval ruach. That gets you to be mechachnea. It means you lower yourself, you're humbled. I lived in a place for 20 years, I'm a big, big shot. This guy needs me, that guy needs me. I did this favor, I did that favor. Hey, I walk into the room, people know I'm there. Then you relocate to a new community, and you not only are you a fly on the wall, barely, but you're an annoying one, the one that you have to keep swatting away, because you know nobody, you know nothing, and you gotta keep asking the people near you about what's going on, directions and everything else. And it gets annoying, and they gotta swat you away. It's very humbling to have to relocate, and you realize, you know something, you're not a big shot anymore. So, but the Maisa, what's important for us to take from the Rambam is if you want an Eitzah, we want an Eitzah. In Darkei Atshuva, it's create Shval Ruach, Hanivus, Bimishachnea, it means humble ourselves and not be so arrogant. And the reason is obvious, because if you want to go and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness and you do arrogant, you're not going to do it. He should have come to me, I don't got to go to him. But it's all part of the package of being a know-it-all. I don't need anybody. So maybe therefore it creates an issue. So when the Rambam says this Nekuda, as in one of his Darkei Atshuva, so the Gemara, when the Gemara said, like we just did today, Yitaka Kibo V'Kiya, if you, you have a fighting chance, says the Rambam. That's one of the Darkei Atshuva that you have that will work in your stead, that will come to help you, because you'll do the Tshuva the right way, and Mamela will be accepted as Hashem. It's all part of the package deal in creating to be in the gedder of Kibbutz Mikia. Okay? Now the Sheikh Musa from Chaim Shmulevitz. So he brings down by Kabbalah Satara. So it says, what was the reason? It's a Gemara in Erevin. In one of his Mamorim he says, we know when there's a machlokes b'shil and b'shamah, what do we pass on? Like? Most of the time, except for very few times, we pass on like b'shil. Why? Why do we pass on like b'shil? So ne'mad zochu b'shil l'kvar halacha k'moysim. The Gemara asked this question in Erevin. Gemara Masechtas Erevin. Adav Yud Gimel. Ne'nei sh'neichin v'aluvim hayu v'shoinin divrayim v'divrei b'shamah. They were, I guess, easygoing, and they were ilvim. They gave in all the time. They always brought Beishamah's name first. That means they weren't arrogant. They were humble. And Rashi says, Savlonim. They had patience, and they were very... And Mimele, because of this, they were zeche, La'asuki shmaitz al-liba delachasa. What do we see from there? That a person who's got the right hanoga, meaning he's a shval ruach, he's not walking around full of himself. Not only does he get that his tshuva will work and he's mekuyim, but the things he's doing in Olam Hazeh work better for him as well. Galoch is pasuk like him. Not only that, the Gemara in Tainis, there's a Gemara in Tainis in the Chof that says, Lo'olam ye'odim rach k'konav ayeh koshe ke'eretz. In order for a person to grow, there's got to be a concept that he can be lochav atzmei b'fnei acherim levatal daitim ratzon chaveiro. A person can't be stubborn and arrogant if he wants to get anywhere. If he wants to get anywhere, he's not going to, you won't have a life. And that's Shalom Gemara, Kibo V'Kiya. And if a person works on these Nekudis, and he works on creating a reality check, that, hey, you know something, I'm really not in charge, whatever I got is thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I thank Hashem every single day, Pekeh Chivrim, and every single day, Mati Asur. Every single day, Shalom Yisrael Goyim, Chayinu V'chayinu. So then, it keeps a person in check. Comes this time of year, and he does his tshuva by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says his bidui, and he says his alchid. Hey, it means something. He's sincere, he's genuine. As opposed to somebody who's, I'll do you a favor and I'll say I'm sorry. It's very disingenuous. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Edei Machshav, he's the Boichi Levavos, he understands this. He knows what's not being said and he knows what's being thought. So therefore, you're creating a very big obstacle for yourself. If you don't get out that arrogance and put in humble, instead, you create an obstacle in the process of doing tshuva, in the process of being makabel the Torah, in the process of having that the Torah that you're learning should have any real outcome. It's not shaykh. The Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Anu Mikol Adam, but yet he was the biggest that ever lived. What did he do? And the Medrash brings down that it's like you take a cake, a cup. This cup you could put in 6 ounces. Okay? I don't know how to say that kilos or whatever, whatever they say. Okay? I'm learning it though, I'm getting it. Now, if let's say you carved out this cup and made the walls thinner, you could put even more in. Moshe Rabbeinu was a cleek, a klipas hashum. He was like the shell of a garlic, of an onion, that little, he had no atzmius. The memela, you were able to stuff in much, much more Torah, much, much more midas, much, much more. There was more room to accept. You have a cup that's very thick, you're taking away from the square meterage of the cup, or the room, or whatever. We all know, real estate, you want to maximize it, so you have to carve, make the room the wall skinnier, and you figure out how to do it. Why? So that there should be more room inside to accept what's there. It's the same thing. A person wants to accept to be makabel Torah, learn Torah, have midas tovus, do tshuva, anything we want to do. We have to carve, make more room inside of us for it to be amassed, so we can accomplish more and use it. It's only shayach if the shell is thinner, but if we're thick and we're arrogant and we're walking around, we got it all down. It's not shayach, like the Gemara says, and we keep over kiyam. Okay? And the stipend, I don't know what time it is already. What time? Once he's dead. Oh, in another 2 minutes. The stipend brings down on each the not the stipend, the Lekach Toiv, sorry, on Avraham Avinu. What did he say? Noichi Ofer Ve'Efer. Ofer, Noichi Ofer Ve'Efer, but what was he referring to by Avraham Avinu? Okay, he was referring to, right? Here it is. Okay, so if you think about it, Rashi says, Kfar Yisi royally is Afa Ayyadei Amalochim, Ve'efe Ayyadei Nimrod. Okay, again, these are two things that Hashem saved them from. He could have been in dust, he would have been killed, Malachim, when he went to war. And Afer, when Nimrod threw him into the Kivshin or Eishma or Kasna. Thank you. So the question obviously is, how can you say Vanuichi off of the Afer? It should have said, Roi Hoyisi Leois off of the Afer. It's what could have and would have and should have happened, but Vanuichi of me, I'm presently off of the Afer. So what's going on? According to Rashi Shad, it don't make no sense. Teretz is what Rashi was telling us is a limud gadol. That Avraham Avinu, when a nes happened and Hashem did something to him, he didn't just say thanks and then go back to his regular old living. No, he said thanks and then he changed his ways forever. That means the rest of his life, every single day, he looked at it like he was offered that the Malachim should have killed him today in the war, and he was saved today, even though the war took place years before. And every single day he walked away from the Vanochi Efer, because I was saved in the Kibbutz age today. You know why? Because had I not been saved, then I wouldn't be here today. So, off of the Efer, Shval Ruach means never lose sight of what was done for you yesterday by Hashem, because today wouldn't have happened. So now I said, all right, gave thanks already. Now I can go bite them. Like someone who's arrogant does. No. Kibel v'kiyam, says the Gemara by Asim Chela. To continue living means to remember the mess that happened yesterday as if it happened today, because today wouldn't be here if not for the yesterday's mess. If he would have roasted in that orchazim, would he have been around his life? Of course not. So every single day, every single second, he's got to give thanks to the orchazimness. So for Nechavah today, even though it was really on the, what happened before. But Ananav doesn't do that. And Anav, Shmaluach, understands that, no, I have to give thanks for today, because today is only because of what happened yesterday. If we do that, we will be zechut to have good tshuva b'ezras Hashem.
Thank you.